this year's elections will impact the future of Alaska. On KCAM's Meet the Candidates program, we're giving you the chance to hear candidates in their own words tell you what's important to them. This is Doug Walker on today's Meet the Candidates program. We're talking with Doug Massey, who's running for Senate District O. And we'd like to welcome you to the show and also ask, what are your goals in running?
Well, first off, thanks for having me, Doug. I really appreciate it, the opportunity to be on. My goals in running, I've set my priorities very simple, my top three priorities. They are public safety, number one. That's one of the, you know, I came from the public safety world, so it's very important to me. It's very important to Alaskans. My number two goal is going to be infrastructure, and I don't just mean roads and bridges. I mean job creation, different forms of revenue for the state. We need to, you know, not move away from oil, but find other forms of revenue. And then education. You know, recently going to the AOGA conference was very, the Alaska Oil and Gas Conference, for those who don't know, was very eye-opening to me. You know, with projects like Pitka and Willow, it was made very clear from the players that are developing those that there's not enough skilled workers to fill positions that are potentially going to come from those. So with education, when I talk about that, I'd like to see more trade school opportunities, both public and private.
Sometimes we get more than one candidate running from the same party. So I'm asking each of the candidates and asking you now, why are you running for the Republican Party that you're affiliated with?
Yeah, good question. There are two Republicans in this, and how I'm going to differentiate myself and really stand out against my opponent is, you know, I'm a very collaborative leader. You know, I held a leadership position within the state troopers for 3.5 years under Governor Dunleavy, and it taught me to be collaborative, to be a good listener, to represent all of those who you serve, not just a small group. In this case, in the Mat-Su, it's everyone. You've got people in the Copper River Valley, Valdez, Healy. District O is a huge district that represents many, many facets of Alaskans, many, many different groups. And what differentiates me mainly is I'm collaborative. I listen. I won't just represent a small group. I will represent everyone. And I will show up for work. My opponent missed about 25% of all votes in 4.5 years, and I am fully committed to the job. I will show up. I will be there. I will be present for Alaskans, because in leadership, it's not just about you. It's about who you represent. And if you're not there to represent them, you have failed. So my pledge is to be there and be present for all important votes that are important to Alaskans.
You just answered my next question, so I'll just ask again in case you want to add anything else to this. Any specifics of why you're running as a Republican?
Why I'm running as a Republican? I've been a registered Republican my entire adult life. My parents were operatives in the party in the Mat-Su. My father, who is now gone, he was District 15 chair. My mother was a I don't remember if it was a two-term or three-term president of the Women's Republican Club in the Mat-Su. So I was born and raised a Republican, and I was born and raised under those values. So I have always been a Republican. My opponent became a Republican in 2018 when he was appointed by Governor Walker. So I represent true Republican values. I am and always have been a Republican. But I also understand that there are many other parties and groups within this district that I will represent, and I will be respectful. I will represent all parties, independents, Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, all of them. I think that, you know, if you get elected into these positions, you can't just represent your core values. You have to look at everything. You have to listen to everyone. And I feel like I can do that. And that's what sets me apart from my opponent.
We'll switch directions a little bit here and ask you, what steps do you think Alaska should take to improve its economic condition going forward?
So I'm gonna circle back to my top three priorities: public safety, infrastructure, and education. I'll start with public safety. Without a safe civil society, people are not as productive as they can be. They don't want to leave their homes. They're worried about theft. I went to a Big Lake Community Council meeting here a few weeks ago, and people were talking about the catalytic converter thefts and the epidemic that's happening there. Thousands and thousands of dollars in damage. So public safety is a priority, and it will improve. It's been proven over and over again. With a safe society, you have a productive society. So boosting public safety, not just in the core areas like the MATSU, all Alaskans deserve the same level of public safety, and that's not happening. So my first priority to improve the economic condition is public safety. The second would be obviously infrastructure, job creation, projects, deferred maintenance, not just, like I said, roads and bridges. We need to create jobs. We need to create opportunities and different forms of revenue for people to, have jobs. My third, education. Again, I'll go back to the AOGA conference, Alaska Oil and Gas. The one thing that was made very clear is the lack of trade schools to train young Alaskans to take these high-paying jobs. To help improve the economic condition, we need to have a highly trained workforce that is ready to take these six-figure jobs when oil fields like Pitka and Willow kick off. We need to have people ready to go to work, and the way we do that is we give them educational opportunities such as trade schools to teach them welding, electrical workers, operators, all those things that are critical to get the economy moving forward.
How do you think the state should handle the PFD?
I've been talking with a lot of constituents over the course of the last few months, and it's clear to me that the constituents want this thing put to bed. I would look at all options that are on the table. It's the legislature's job to come up with a solution that provides the largest possible dividend that is sustainable, long-term sustainable. I want my kids to be able to get a PFD. As a lifelong Alaskan, I got the first PFD back in the 80s. And I've lived through the days when our PFD was only $300 because of low oil prices, that is. So I would look at, paying the largest possible PFD that's sustainable. And I agree with the governor. I think he even knows and understands the current situation isn't working. That's why he came up with his 50-50 plan. I'm willing to look at that. But the bottom line is it's time to fix it. And I will look at all options on the table. I'm not just stuck with one solution. I'm going to look at everything that's on the table, get input from the constituents, do my research, and make a sound decision based on facts and data.
And we've got just over a minute left, and so usually I ask everyone to share any website or place people can go for more information, and you can share that. But also, if you want to add anything else you want to share with our listeners, there's time to do that as well.
I will represent all constituents. I would really appreciate your vote. I'm there to serve the people. I'm fully committed. You can learn more about me at www.masseyforstatesenate.com. I also have a Facebook page. Or you can call me directly at 907-521-2323.
Thank you very much. Again, I've been talking with Doug Massey, who is running for Senate District O. Thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Thanks for giving me the opportunity, Doug.
That's today's edition of Meet the Candidates. During the days leading up to the November 8th general election, we're letting you hear from candidates for Alaska's U.S. House and Senate races, as well as the Alaska Governor's Contest and the State House and Senate races that impact Copper Valley voters. We encourage you to keep listening on most weekdays until November 8th for more interviews with the candidates. Meet the Candidates airs at 8:15 a.m. and 4:15 p.m. on KCAM AM 790. And on 88.7 FM, you'll hear Meet the Candidates weekdays after the news and weather at 8 a.m. and 6 p.m.